from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
Hey, Zender.
What?
The governor of Texas called.
Yeah?
They want their saying back. They never want us to use it again.
That's a Texas saying. Most of our listeners probably didn't realize that. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split. Yeah, that's a Texas saying. We were introduced to that by Todd and Dolly Miller, which is why the obscure reference that probably nobody got.
No.
When we were in Amarillo, we became acquainted with this phrase because we Yankees just don't hear this kind of thing.
Yeah, we're kind of dumb Northerners.
We're kind of dumb, but we learned about don't let the door hit. And that's a Texas saying. And you're saying the governor of Texas
called?
Yeah, he called.
He said don't ever use it again.
Right. We did kind of blow it every which way.
Yeah. So Obama signed an executive order this morning saying that we can't use that.
All right.
So.
Well, then we better not do it.
That's right.
So the Arminian-type folks, the free will people,
yeah,
they're
those
really...
Fellows.
It's a knee-jerk reaction to Calvinism to say, you know, they can see they don't agree that God foreordains people, even though it's plain in Scripture.
Yeah.
So I think their motivation is that they're trying to relieve God of responsibility for sending people to hell. That's the default doctrine of both of these schools of thought, is that there's going to be a majority of mankind that's going to spend it in hell. And here's the question.
Yeah.
Are you going to hold God responsible for that and at least believe these verses that talk about predestination? Or are you going to ignore the verses that teach of predestination and relieve God of the responsibility and give it to man? Both of those are pretty poor choices, I would say.
Mm.
But thank the Arminians. Their preferred doctrine was I'm going to ask you a question. If God's not responsible, then what would he be? What's the opposite of responsible?
Irresponsible.
Yeah. God is not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're back to being Calvinists. Well, if God's responsible, then okay, he's responsible for calling you. But I still have that nagging, irritating thought of those poor people he doesn't call. I come back to the question I asked, what about those people that he does not call now? We're going to get to that. The Arminians say, if you go to hell, it's your own fault. That's their good news.
Nice.
If you go to hell, it's your own fault. And yet they'll whitewash it and say, well, it's not my credit. It's all of God. Jesus saves me.
How can Jesus save you if you did it?
Because it's hypocrisy. No, that's what I'm talking about. It's total hypocrisy. It's a bogus gospel. It's a non-gospel, but it's the gospel that most people believe. It's been passed down to the present day. It's been whitewashed with the paint of Jesus Christ saved. And it's preached as truth in almost every Christian church in America. It even makes some people want to wear fancy robes.
Ugh.
Oh, I know. And sing gospel songs. I don't know. But to me, if you're going to believe that if you go to hell, it's your fault, and that's what most people say. If you go to hell, it's your fault, right? That's the whole free will teaching. This has a sinister side effect, as if that doctrine's not sinister enough. But the side effect is that if you go to heaven, it's ultimately to your credit. You can't have it both ways.
Every drug is a side effect.
Yeah. If it's that guy's fault, he's going to hell. It can't be otherwise that it's my credit. Even though I whitewash it and act all humble about it and say, oh, it's nothing of myself. BS. It is of yourself. You're just whitewashing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a dirty side effect. I really can't stand it. But there's no way to get around it. If going to hell is somebody's fault, how can staying out of it be anything but one's credit? If I can be stubborn enough to lose my salvation or never gain it in the first place, it's self-evident that there's something I can do. I can be savvy enough to either obtain my salvation or obtain it and keep it. And some people even believe that.
Mm.
Well, they say, well, God gives you your salvation, but you have to keep it going. You have to be good because you can lose it. And all this, as you say, it's looking inward, looking inward, looking inward. And this is the reason most Christians, they can't help sticking their noses up in the air, at least a little bit. That's why the world looks at them and goes, you pack of hypocrites. You know, oh, it's not of myself, but you can see the little nose. The nose is at a 10-degree angle up in the air. You can't help it if you think that you made this decision that is going to determine where you're going to be for eternity. And this little song and dance of blaming others while without crediting yourself, it's known as hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's right.
You got anything to say about that?
No. I think you said it well enough.
I just wish these things were called for what they are. That's why in my book, The Really Bad Thing About Free Will...
Let me pitch it for you. Let me do it for you.
All right.
You all need to get a copy of Martin Zender's book, the really bad thing about free will. And for you new listeners out there on our new stations, we joined the last week or two, get a copy of all his books, actually. But this one here on free will covers this topic very well. And it's a short book, easy read. If you anything you want to know about this topic is found in this very short, easy to read book. And I think that it's a if you don't understand this topic properly, you're going to have a skewed version of God, and you're also going to have a skewed version of yourself. And there's nothing worse than having a too high of an opinion of yourself and a too low opinion of God.
Amen.
And so if you do that, and the free will doctrine is, some people think it's a side issue that it shouldn't be discussed. Well, I think it's a major issue, because your view of free will determine your view of God and your view of man. And so, like Martin, you said a couple shows ago, we're here to honor God and give people a correct view of God and put God in his proper place as God, the subjector of all things. And I think your book is going to cover that topic quite well. So, by the way, here's this challenge. The first person in Pittsburgh to call me and the first person in Wilkes-Barre or Scranton to call me and the first person in Omaha or Lincoln to call me and the first person in Albuquerque to call me, in each of those cities. First person to call me at 847-312-4676 gets a free copy of Zender's book, The Really Bad Thing About Free Will. So again, 847-312-4676. Operators are standing by. You get a free copy of Free Will.
That was good.
You like that?
You didn't talk about my cute little satirical cartoons in here.
Oh, there's a lot of cartoons.
Now, I know we talk fast on this show, and sometimes we just lay it out there. And once again, these shows are archived at martinzender.com.
Yeah.
So if you're listening in your car, you're going, yeah, they're going too fast. I didn't catch that. Go to martinzender.com. You can hear all the shows archived there.
Yeah. Or if you're if you want to hear us for a lot longer time, you can help support it. The program will get on a longer slot. How about that?
How about that? I got this cartoon in here of modern-day Calvinists. I got this man and a woman. They're elderly. They're sitting at a table, and they're toasting each other, and they're saying, oh, well. They're smiling. That's the oh, well creed of Calvinism.
Oh, well.
You know, oh, well, we're chosen. The rest of the world aren't. I guess they're all going to hell. And the Arminian, I got a blonde girl here. She's smiling, and she's all made up perfectly. She looks like Miss America, and she says, I don't know why people just don't choose Christ like I did.
Is she from Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't mention that. Why don't they just choose Jesus? That's all you got. I chose him. Why don't you?
That sounds like somebody Gene's dating.
Gene
Our
Douglas.
Friend Gene.
Yeah, there's a shout-out to Gene Douglas of Gainesville, Georgia.
I don't know why they don't just choose. All you got to do is choose Jesus. I chose him. Why don't you?
Because the Spirit of God has to move on you, and God has not appointed everybody to believe today. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. You want to get persecuted today, Sheridan?
Sure.
You,
yeah.
Do you?
Absolutely.
All right, here's how you do it.
All right.
I'm going to give you a step-by-step how to get persecuted. All right?
Tell me.
Because it's been graciously granted you to suffer for his
sake
also.
Come on.
Philippians 1:29.
Lay it on me.
Walk into your average evangelical Christian church today.
Okay.
And suggest to them. Just walk up to the altar during the middle of the service.
Okay.
Suggest to them that the blood of Christ was shed for and will ultimately save everyone. All right? Now, for some strange reason, this is an actual evangel. What does evangel mean?
Let me
mean?
Repeat that again.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ was shed for and
will ultimately
save
everyone. Yes.
Wow. And let me repeat that.
Okay, go ahead.
The blood of Christ was shed for and ultimately will save everyone.
Yeah, that's it.
The blood of Christ was shed for and ultimately will save everyone.
Right, and I can give you some references you can pull out of your pocket, like 1 Timothy 4:10.
God is the Savior of all mankind, especially of those who believe.
Right.
Yes, okay.
I'll give you 1 Timothy 2:6.
Okay, he wills all men to be saved and come into the realization of the truth. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you 1 Corinthians 15.
As in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. Okay, yeah,
right.
What else
I'll give
got?
You Romans 5:18 and 19.
Ah, yes, through the disobedience of the one man, the many were constituted sinners, thus also through the obedience of the one,
that's
the many
the one.
Shall be constituted.
That's the one.
Ah, yes.
I'll give you Colossians 1:20. 20.
He reconciled all things to himself, things in heaven, things on earth. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a Romans 11:32. I'll give you that one.
He's concluded all in unbelief that he may have mercy upon all. Okay.
Upon all, right. Same all, yeah. And let's you can top it off with Romans 11:36.
Out of him, through him, into him are all.
Yeah.
All to give whom you all be glory verses, for the right. ends of the ends. Amen.
Right. Now, you know what the result of this is going to be? You've done all that. You've announced your famous thing. You've brought out all those verses.
The blood of Christ was shed for and ultimately will save all.
For some reason, this good news you're bringing them,
It
will stab their hearts, infuriate them, and make them hate you with a pure evangelical fury.
Yes.
Of course, they'll whitewash it. They have to get rid of you.
They can't stand the idea that somebody's going to be saved without works.
They don't like the idea.
They think that they made a wise decision, and their ultimate happiness is wrapped up in the fact that other people have to be tortured in order for them to enjoy their salvation, because ultimately they think that they're special, and God saved them because they're special, and because they're such special people, you can't have people who aren't so special with them.
Yeah, that's travesty.
Yeah. It would be like combining first class with coach on an airplane.
Oh my gosh, right.
Never do that.
You mean God's going to save him?
Yeah.
Mm. After what I've done for this church?
After what I've done for Jesus?
After all my works and everything I did, you mean that that person is going to be where I am for eternity?
Human pride, brother.
Human pride. Of course, they're going to whitewash it.
Yeah, they're going to whitewash it.
They have buckets of it.
Sure.
And if they run out, they know where to get more.
Yep.
They can't crucify people today. It's against the law in every state of the union except, I think, Alaska. You can crucify
Calvin
people.
Calvin was able to do something.
Calvin burned at the stake, but I think that's only illegal in, I think it's legal in every state, but Georgia, I don't know, where Gene Douglas lives.
Yeah.
But all they'll do, they can't kill you. They'd like to.
Yes.
But they will persecute you socially, in a social way. You'll be an outcast, and they will, maybe in a nice fashion, maybe in a not-so-nice fashion, they'll ask you to leave.
Do you know what a pastor said to me? You and teach this stuff, you will ruin your ministry. Translation, you'll stop getting the bucks. And the day a ministry becomes more important than the Word of God is the day that you're through as a minister.
Yeah, that's absolute truth. Yep, there's many people selling out today. Just like in our Lord's Day, they worship their traditions and their creeds rather than the truth. Only the times have changed, folks, but that disease of loving the words of man above and beyond the words of God is among us today. And if you're hearing the voice of God, if what we're saying is ringing true to you, investigate it. Don't take our word for it. I want you to get this book, The Really Bad Thing About Free Will. This is only the tip of the iceberg. There are many more people smarter than me, I know that's hard to believe, who have written on this topic of the sovereignty of God. We are trying really hard not to be hypocrites. We are trying hard to be consistent. We want to speak out of the same side of our mouth on every topic. And if we're wrong, call us and tell us that
That's
we're
right.
wrong. We
Martin,
gotta see it.
Martin, one thing everyone needs to know, you and I aren't professional clergy.
No, we are not professional clergy. In case you haven't figured that out yet.
We're not professional clergy. We love God, we love the Scriptures, and we love believers, and we love all mankind. We want to see them come to know the real and living God.
We're seekers. We're in the same boat as everybody else. We're not pointing to our diplomas because we don't have any.
Or 70s music, thank God.
We're going to put some 70s music in here tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. Be with us and believe in God in spite of what the clergy tell you. Thanks for listening.